Well, yesterday's budget contained $103 million of new funding for community midwives over the next 4 years. But the College of Midwives says the figure is misleading and it will not solve the shortage in the profession, and the funding model is still not sustainable. College of Midwives Deputy Chief Executive is Alison Eddy in the Christchurch studio. Alison, thanks for your patience this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Catherine.
On the face of it, it sounds like a lot of money, $103 million. In what way is it misleading?
Well, out of that $103 million, which is over 4 years, over a quarter of it, I think just over $27 million, is actually going to be absorbed by population and just cost pressures within the existing funding mechanism. So it's more business as usual as opposed to a pay rise per se.
What difference will it make to pick a community midwife, and they're in different situations? That's actually part of the point. Some are in very different situations. So pick two examples of people who have really been struggling and give me an idea of what difference this will or won't make.
Well, it's 76 million of this is new money, so it will go into midwives' pockets, we hope. And for some, you know, for a rural midwife, for example, in an area where she's got a relatively small caseload over a largely geographically dispersed area, her hourly rate is quite minimal. We've heard the figure $7.23 quoted, and that's an example that's a midwife received from her accountant once she'd done her books. So when you look at an 8.9% pay rise, which is what the majority of the money's going to go towards, that's not a huge difference, and I think that's going to be a pretty limited impact for that particular situation. And there's a number of them around New Zealand, and we know that in a lot of our rural areas, particularly the more remote ones where the service provision is really challenging, midwives are leaving and leaving those areas without a service. So limited impact in those sorts of settings.
So if you average it, the 8.9% catch-up increase in fees for the 1,400 LMCs, lead maternity carers, if you average it, what would it translate to for a community midwife?
What do you mean by that, Catherine, in terms of a...
Much more per person would it be?
Oh, so for a course of care, that's all of the pregnancy care, the labour and birth care and the postnatal care, it would average out at around about $200 extra. The current fee is somewhere, depending on, the woman's circumstances, somewhere between $2,100 to $2,300. And this new funding, the 8.9%, would add about $200 to that.
We have been talking for some months over the inequities between the community midwives and those employed by the DHBs. Does this budget package do anything to address that underlying problem?
Well, this is slightly complex, I guess, to explain, Catherine. The government calculated the 8.9% looking at the rate that hospital midwives or DHB midwives had received additional funding over the last 10 years. So they calculated that community midwives were 8.9% behind on that, looking at that as a comparison, if you like. And that was hence the 8.9%. So... is acknowledgement that there has been historic underfunding, and that's what we've been clearly stating for some time, and it's pleasing to see that that's been acknowledged. However, the background to this was actually a pay equity claim that the college took to the High Court that resulted in mediation, and our mediation agreement with the ministry actually set out that the budget bid for this year would be acknowledge the government's pay equity principle. So these are the principles that were developed as a result of the carers settlement, and we really feel that 8.9% doesn't really quite make it.
Was there not also, from previous interviews, a funding model that was co-designed by the ministry and the college? And we had heard that was pretty much ready to go, ready to be signed off, except perhaps there wasn't anyone at the ministry at the time I had to say it to sign it off. So what has happened to that? And is that reflected or confirmed at all in the budget?
No, it's not, and that's disappointing. I think the thing that is, you need to understand is that community midwives are self-employed. That's the model that they work under. So they don't have ability to charge co-payments. Maternity care is free in New Zealand, so they're entirely at the mercy of the government as to what the government decides to pay them. But they don't have the benefits of being self-employed that other people do, in that they can adjust their hourly rate or their income based on their expenses and the service that they provide. So they are quite vulnerable, really, and that the model that we designed with the ministry was really trying to address those vulnerabilities and to put the pay around the midwives that better reflected the cost of service provision and acknowledge the service that they provide. And we're really disappointed that we don't have a strong signal from the government that they want to implement that new model.
Is there an indication that they don't want to use it?
No, there isn't that either.
It's just in limbo.
Well, yes and no. I guess we have had our discussions with ministry officials yesterday. They have signalled that they do want to develop a new way of paying midwives, a new contract model, and they want that in place by 2020. So we've got some sort of guarded optimism around that. There'll be, you know, more chances to negotiate. I guess there are some other things that they've signalled that we're optimistic about. For example, they are keen to push for us to develop a national locum service. We have a locum service funded by the government for rural midwives at present, and there's a signal that that is something that might be extended further. They also want to start developing some of the infrastructure, if you like, to manage a new way of paying midwives, developing a national organisation that would be able to perhaps support and administer that funding. So there's some positive signals there, but we are disappointed that we haven't had further acknowledgement and commitment that the model that we developed with the ministry, you know, through the mediation agreement, hasn't been wholly supported.
As it stands today, those stories that we've covered where there are, I don't know, in Wanaka, was it 8 midwives living there but not practising?
Yep. Yes.
I think there's a similar number in Coromandel, a similar proportion.
Yes.
Is it going to change any of that? Is it going to bring anyone back?
Well, I think, you know, sadly, I don't think it will. In those really tight situations, I think it's simply not enough. And the other flow-on impact we're seeing, Catherine, is that a number of women that are student midwives are being impacted by all of this. They're looking at their colleagues in the profession that, you know, teaching them and thinking, why would I want to do this
job? There's a very high dropout rate, isn't there? Do you have at your fingertips what it is?
No, I don't, unfortunately. Yeah. It's a difficult, challenging program. It's a 4-year degree in 3 years. It's a very intensive program, so it is a challenge. And our average student age is in their 30s, so these are often mature women with families, they've had previous careers. They've given up a lot to become a midwife because they're very passionate about it. But the reality of undertaking the program, and then we're looking towards their future in the profession, is, you know, this is impacting, and we're also seeing less women applying to the programs to become students because, you know, they're reading the newspapers and hearing the radio and thinking, well, why would I want that job? So we've signalled this to the ministry repeatedly, and we're just really disappointed that our message hasn't been heard as clearly as we would have liked it to.
Thank you. Alison Eddy is College of Midwives Deputy Chief Executive.